welcome. Look, to the okay. Very Necessary Podcast.
Woo!
Woo!
Can I get some goddamn hair claps in here?
It sound real empty. It sound like that time with 50 Cent bought out the
concert.
And nobody showed up.
Why does he torture him like that?
Because, you know, in this life, in this day and time, there are people, I think we've learned Tuesday, there are people just sent here to torture us. and it's their entertainment.
Are we ready to talk about it? With sound mind?
No.
And judgment?
No, because we still angry. We are still, I'm still angry. I'm still in my feelings.
Now, I will say I'm in my feelings. I'm not angry.
Yeah, I'm not angry, but I'm in my feelings.
When I went to vote, I early voted.
Yes.
And, like, shout out to South Carolina for having 1.5 million early voters, 2.5 million altogether voters in the state. But when I went to early vote that Thursday, my son and I was telling Jennifer and Corbin, I said, this feels too much like 2016. When Hillary Clinton was running. It was like you wanted to believe that she had it in the bag. But I knew something. It just wasn't, I don't know. It was like, I just didn't want to, I had a glimmer of hope. I didn't, but it just didn't feel right to me.
So I was talking to my bestie on the way up here about how I have been feeling all week. And I am an empath / clairvoyant / conspiracy theorist. I wear a lot of hats. And when Kamala said in her speech that it's not over, I do believe that it is not over. Okay? So I feel like what will be unveiled between now and the time that DT is due to take office, there's going to be an unveiling of what I already have in my mind. I don't want to let the cat out the bag because I already have a theory in my head, but I don't want to taint anybody's thoughts or feelings about what I feel. I just know in my Keith Sweat voice, something just ain't right. It's stinking.
I don't know how you could take. I mean, everybody, I want and I welcome people to voice their opinions as they have been doing, because it gives you something to think about, to say, okay, I never thought of it that way. Let's see. Bernie Sanders seems to think that the Democratic Party did not cater to middle America. And that's the reason why a lot of the states were red, and even in cities or counties where it was normally blue, it was red. And then now I think they're saying 15 million people did not vote. And as I told you on the way up here, I do know of some people that did not exercise their right to vote. Even though it was heavy influence to do so, they just felt like it wasn't needed because they felt like Donald Trump was going to win again. Some people want us to believe that race and gender did not play a part in her losing. How in the world could you say that? And this is just my personal opinion. I think that is what heavily influenced this.
Oh, definitely. And there are a lot of black women online now, I mean, livid and stating, because it's been said, they don't want a black woman running office. So find a black woman to do all these black female jobs, including being your significant other. Find somebody else to do it. Since I wasn't good enough. Mm-hmm. We're never good enough. I've said it time and time again. Black women are the most
disrespected.
Yes. The most disrespected, underrated. Just, we are the bottom of the barrel to the rest of the country and other races.
Right.
In their eyes. Never right. to us, because to us, we're magical.
Right. We are. And 92% of us showed that at the polls.
We did.
Or either, I think, I haven't looked up the numbers as of Thursday, but I think it was 92%. It showed 92% of black women voted for VP Harris. Of course you're disappointed, but you don't want to give up hope. What I don't want to happen is, and which I haven't seen yet, I don't want us to just stop fighting for what we believe in and our rights. So but I have not seen that. I've seen a lot of people who are revved up. And right now, I guess the gratitude challenge for that day was hope. And so it was right in line to what I wanted to say. And that's why I wrote process. Like, we got to process this. But once we process this, we got to assess. If you are part of the Democratic Party, we got to assess what's going on, because something has got to change. We got to look at, and when we have to be honest with ourselves, and we're going to have to open up some wounds and be true to what is going on in our party to make sure that this does not happen the next time.
Okay, well, I had a, to that point, Stephen A. Smith had a point on the talk, and I want to
view.
On the View. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to play that great. And get your response.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If I get my volume to work.
Yeah, this was good. It was
okay.
Good.
Mm-hmm. As soon as I could get it to work.
I like what he said.
It made sense.
It made a lot of sense to me, but yeah.
I mean, I ain't looking for something necessarily to sound good. I want shit to make sense.
Well, that's,
I need the math to math, I need it to make sense. Yes.
When you hear this, I think it's going to make a lot of sense. I definitely felt like it made sense.
You have to take into account, listen, I was surprised at how lopsided it was. I was not surprised by the outcome.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I saw the outcome coming from a mile away. You have to take into account, listen, we respect our president, Joe Biden, but here's the reality. He got into office. He promised to be a transitional president, to be a stopgap, to pave the way for somebody else to come on board. Into the midterms, it was supposed to be a red wave. It did not happen. The Democrats were flying high. He felt the momentum because he was the incumbent. And instead of leaving, he decided to stay. When he decided to stay, the Democrats were in a quandary because they were expecting him to leave. Now he wants to stay. They're around him. They're seeing the fastball has dissipated to some degree. They're seeing that he's not what he used to be. And what do you do about it? You grease the skids. There's no primary for him to experience. We respect our president, Joe Biden. But here's the reality. He got into office. He promised to be a transitional president, to be a stopgap, to pave the way for somebody else to come on board.
Fast forward.
Experience. You let him go on stage June 27th, and clearly he was exposed. 3.5 weeks later, he's forced and compelled to step away because donors to the Democratic establishment, they were not going to support that. Mm-hmm. And then Kamala Harris is inserted. I don't blame her one bit.
Same.
I thought she did a phenomenal job.
Yep. Yeah.
She went all out. She did what she could. Yep. But you can't overcome that kind of situation. And remember, there's two C words that are incredibly important in America. Capitalism is one.
Mm-hmm.
Competition is another. Because it's a metaphor for capitalism in a lot of people's eyes. Because you were inserted, even though you were the vice president and it was the Biden-Harris administration, You had folks who are independent. I'm not talking about those on the right. I'm not talking about those on the left, just independents, who said, wait a minute. She didn't experience a primary either. And the last time we saw her in a primary was 4 years ago, and she didn't even make it to Iowa. They used that as an excuse to point to her level of inexperience. Then you got the war in Russia and Ukraine. Mm. You got the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, Hamas and Hezbollah and all of that stuff. And you had Trump using codes. Look, do you want her? Where is she? Where's the interviews? Where's she showing herself? Where's the tough questions? Where's the interrogation? And he leaned on certain things. And you knew people were going to gravitate to that because right now, as divided as our country is, fear comes associated with that. And because that fear was there, he fed off of it.
And that's basically, I feel, what happened. And I know a lot of people are taking it as, you know, they didn't want a black woman to be in that position. And there were some who that is true. Mm-hmm. But as I had multiple conversations with people on Facebook and leading up to Election Day and just listening to the other side of it, listening to other the people who were going to vote for Trump, mm-hmm. they were like, well, let's say you strip away the fact that he continues to talk about this. He's like, are you confident that she can do the job, being that, just as he stated, in 2016, she didn't even make it to Iowa. Right. She lacks the experience needed, necessary to be shown, and the fact that she was not voted into being the party candidate. Mm-hmm. She was placed as the party candidate.
Right.
And so and they were like, really, y'all don't have to blame. There's like, they said the blame, it doesn't go there. One guy said the blame goes on Joe Biden.
It does. He did not prepare her like she needed to be prepped and prepared to take office. He also did not prepare the Supreme Court.
But he couldn't prepare the Supreme Court because they had to retire or either die. So that's why I was saying to you as we were coming up here, like the Supreme Court positions, appointees, they have to retire first. And none of the conservatives of that Supreme Court was going to leave when Biden was in office.
Even the houses.
Yeah, House and Senate.
He didn't prepare them. Or had the Supreme Court officials known that he was going to bow out towards the end?
Well, my understanding is, this is what I've always heard. He was supposed to be a one-term
president.
Yeah. And then it was supposed to be handed over. But when he Stephen A. Smith just stated, when they were flying high and Democrats and independents won, he was like, okay, well, I'm going to stay up in this game and I can do this second term.
Right.
It wasn't supposed to be like that. She was then supposed to step up to the plate. It would have given her more time to run and people get to know her.
And see what she's capable of.
There is a fact in here, which I thought that her campaign did a poor job of, which was they never let her get hit hard.
Right.
In her interviews. Like they never let her get hit hard. She never quite answered. She never went on a platform that would answer that, where she would have to answer tough questions. Like, why has your stance changed on the legalization of marijuana?
Right.
Why? You know, what did you mean by when you said you're going to do this for black people? You're not going to do anything for black people.
Right.
You know, what was your meaning there? And I think that's where she lost a lot, was in the inability to, as Stephen A. said, like she never went on any interview where it was like hard, like on your behind.
Right.
Like,
she went and talked to people individually. She went to talk to like Charlamagne and other celebrities.
And if you listen to the Charlamagne God, it's a softball. Like, it's like, here, knock this out the park.
Right.
Here, knock this out the park. It was nothing that had her have to defend herself. Mm-hmm. And not even, I wouldn't say defend, but explain. Because it's not to say that you can't change.
Right, right.
But you should explain what brought about that change.
Right, Right. And I agree with you. I think that maybe it could have been a little bit more questions should have been asked in regards to a lot of things, and allow her to clear up a lot of things, which she did on some of the things that when she was in DA in California and, you know, she cleared up some rumors. But it was, when it was time to play hardball, maybe it wasn't as hard. However, I don't want us to do, like, everybody can give their opinions mm-hmm. on what went wrong. But she ran a hell of a campaign for her in 107 days.
Right.
And I loved that us as Black women stood beside her and, mm-hmm. you know, and said, okay, this is who our candidate is. We're gonna listen to what she said. And I think she had great things that were coming into play. And I know they said that she didn't speak to Middle America. And then they said that majority of her vote was, I guess, taken from white, the majority of the votes did not come from white men that did not have some type of degree. However, she came up with a whole plan on how to help people that did not have a degree. Part of her policy was about that. So they're saying that she didn't touch those people because they said majority of the white men that voted for her were people with college degrees. And that's, you know, they said that's, of course, and then here's the thing with minorities, we're only 13.6% of the population. So, of course, she was going to need
all of us
to vote
right.
and win.
And she probably only got 2/3 of us.
And then here's what I want to say about Latinos. Like, and I think somebody made the statement clear, like, if you haven't, apparently you haven't been around Latinos to know that they are conservative people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know why people thought that they were going to vote.
I said on this show a while ago, they are very confused as to who they are.
Right.
I have so many Latino, Hispanic, however they want to refer to themselves as gender-wise, who actually write in on health forms and different things that they are white.
Yeah.
You're going to find out how white you are
in a few.
When DT send your white ass right on back over, he's already putting.
He already has it in place. I think he had it from when he was there
He was putting the shelters out. He's putting the deportation shelters out the day after the election.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think this man mean business?
That and the transgender.
Right. Oh, yeah. I was telling Yoshi on the way
up. You don't get a preference. You're gonna be known you a him
as
or
whatever
her.
You was on your birth certificate.
I just think people didn't fully understand.
No.
I think for most. Well, mm-hmm. for some. I won't say most. For some, they just didn't. Because as to y'all point earlier, I'm not voting just for her. I don't want a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I thought it was with Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought it was. Because if you listen to her speak, because I thought she ran the best campaign that she should. Right.
In 107
days. In 107
days. That she could.
Right.
She ran the best
she did.
She could. And it didn't give her much time to vet a good team.
Mm-hmm.
So she kind of had to go with whatever she already knew to have.
Right.
Or whatever the DNC sent her.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, okay, hey, look, these are the best set of people we can get underneath the circumstances.
Right.
Here you go.
Right.
Before we lose this money.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. And I just think that people just didn't want to vote for a woman. And
for
whatever.
He sold everybody a fairy tale. He sold people what they wanted to hear, instant gratification.
No.
That's what he sold, instant gratification. Because
there's a lot of, I call them friends. Because it's like dudes I grew up with, like that on Facebook, like there's literally like, yep, I'm gonna get my stimulus money, and I'm like, well, you do know that wasn't him.
That was not him.
Like you do know that, right? Like I'm not sure if he knows.
It's your money, yeah, stupid.
That's what
It's your money, stupid, that they giving back to you that they shouldn't have took in the first place. Dumb.
And then it was just, and then the next thing, he spoke to his people, if that makes sense. Like, that all that hate speech and that demeaning of women and that down talking of women, that's the going on Joe Rogan and going and getting that. Cause he was able to get by going on Joe Rogan and then getting his endorsement, he got all of the young male vote.
Mm-hmm. From white male.
From young white male uneducated.
Oh, so guess what? Wait a minute. So
there's a lot of black males in there too now.
Yeah, 22% of black males voted for Trump.
Yes.
And it is, y'all, it has been a turnaround to where now more black men, well, black people in general are going to the Republican Party.
Yep.
They are. Because they don't listen to the racism or anything like that. They're looking at
the capitalism side.
Yes, and they feel like I'm a Christian, quote unquote, and I don't believe in all these rights for all these people. Right.
But you believe in rape. You believe in, so I mean,
well, no, they don't believe in that.
This is what this man has been convicted of, yet you support him. Right. It's like, I'm going to overlook, it's like that bullshit with R. Kelly. I like R. Kelly's music, but I ain't gonna pay attention to the fact that he raped all them little girls.
No, but I think the difference with Trump is, and where I think he ended up gaining respect from the people that voted for him, is he leaned into that. Right. Like, if you know, he never like denied he did anything. He leaned into
he didn't.
That, you know when the car starts to skid, lean into the skid. Mm-hmm, just leaned into it and went heavy on. Oh yeah, nah. A woman can't run the country. Like, he just leaned into all of that. Yep. As soon as I get elected, I ain't worried about these charges. I'm gonna make them go away. He told you what he was gonna do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So he leaned into it. He continued to be himself. He said what it was. And those people, and I think that those people that are in the middle,
right,
would much rather, because say what you want about Trump, because I did not vote for him. Mm-hmm. Say what you want about him. He went and had the tough conversations. Whether he answered the questions or not, he went to the places. Mm-hmm. He went to the other side and was like, look, hey, yeah, come on, I'm here.
I said he's the most honest liar I have ever met.
Yes.
The most honest liar I have ever met. Like, he is honest about his lies. Like, he's a narcissist.
I think he believes.
He's beyond a narcissist.
He believes his lies. He believes that his lies.
He's pathological. He's a pathological, self-centered,
like narcissist.
Yeah.
He is.
But you know that 4B movement? I don't know if y'all heard about the 4B movement. And I read this guy says, your body, my choice forever. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you're giving rapists an outlet, if you get raped and you have an abortion, you're giving the rapist rights to your abortion?
That, but see, it's crazy. That's the stuff they leave out. So they do all, and Democrat side too, though. When you write these policies, that's why when people are implementing policies, you got to see what the House and Senate are doing, because they will add in stuff like, yeah, we're going to give such and such this money and da 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 da. But we're going to give China, and this is just hypothetical, we're going to give China $1 million. Like, and then they'll say stuff like, oh, but the rapist, if you are raped, before you have an abortion, you got to contact the rapist, whether they're in jail or not, to see it's okay if you can get an abortion.
That's crazy.
See, these are the things that you have to, you really, that's why I'm glad I learned a lot more about social policy in college, because you got to make sure of what, when you vote these people in, and I'm not talking about presidency, I'm talking about now House and Senate.
Yeah, because that's what
makes the needle move.
We about to have civics.
Yeah, we're going to have a civics lesson.
We about to have a civics lesson, a real-time civics lesson.
Take it back to the amendment, the voting amendment age that they put on the ballot this year. If you didn't read that question properly, mm-hmm. you are going to answer to the wrong thing.
You're going
to
put yes.
They meant right. They meant to trip you. I fucked up and answered yes because I read that thing. I said, wait a minute. I know somebody trying to trick me. Because I had to reread it several times mm-hmm. and I still missed it until I got in my car and was like, shit, I was supposed to put no. Well, because it's all in one word that you missed.
It's the wording.
Mm-hmm. It went from all to what was it?
Was that the, wait a minute.
The 21-year-old, should something by 18.
Right. If you are a U.S. citizen. If right. you have been declared a something about declare mm-hmm. a U.S. citizen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But if you think about it, you never had to apply for citizenship here.
No.
You were born here, correct?
Right.
Right. Sue wasn't born here, mm-mm. yet she is a U.S. citizen via the military, right?
Because I was on U.S.
So,
soil.
So, the way this question is worded, if they were to pass this,
we ain't citizens.
You ain't no citizen.
Yep.
You're not a citizen. Everybody gonna have to prove their citizenship, whether it's, I don't know if they're gonna do it via ancestry, and if they do it that way, shit, we all out.
Because, you know, that was a tricky question because I had to read it. I read it three times. I had three people on each side right. of me had already come and gone before right. I finished.
But that's because...
And why my battery went low as soon as I cast my ballot, but, is my thing
but
shut
But that's
down.
Because, you know
no,
why?
No, your voter...
But poll, my ticket came out.
You know
but
why?
It shut down right afterwards.
But black people don't read.
But see, that's why it was encouraged to read the ballot prior to mm-hmm. like going to, so you know, you can get a better understanding. We can do some research and all of that stuff. But you're right, Yvonne, and I'm glad you did take your time. And I'm glad you did take your time because I'm thinking about Kari who sat there. Kari was in there a good 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And he said what tripped him up was, I don't know if everybody had a penny tax, mm-hmm. But he said what tripped him up was he read the first question about the penny tax. Then he went to the third one and he was like, well,
why are they asking me this question again?
Again. So Kari, being however he thinks analytically, yep.
Let me
he
go
was
back.
Like, nah, mama, because I changed my vote on one of them because.
I always vote no for the penny tax.
Yeah. He said because that's I not what they yes. said in the first one.
Exactly.
So it's just like.
It's, everything is meant. To trip you up.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why they was like, just see what's on there now. Do your research before you go. And when you go in there, of course, you can right. sit there and submit, you know, as fast as you can. But you got to read it over and you got to read it over again. And you got to read right. your print, your ticket.
Yep.
Because I don't know if it was Kyle. I still call him Kyle Barker because I can't think his name on Living Single. But I think he said he had to look at his ballot because the way it looked. As if maybe he like voted for Trump or something like that.
They had and her so far down in the ballot.
Right.
Right.
That it was weird.
And that's what somebody else said they had a problem with. She's the like sitting VP. Why was she all the way down and he was first? What I don't want us to do is as a country and especially as African, well, black people, I don't want us to lose this anger that we have. I want it to be processed, but I want it to be processed so we can fight in a good way because we got a lot of fighting to do in these next mm-hmm. couple of years.
Mm-hmm. And we can't. Fear. I don't want us to have fear.
I don't.
Because they want
know what?
To incite
and
the
that's
fear.
That's the thing. I don't think they're going to be able to do that. And I think that's what they want.
Yeah.
Because at first it was intimidation a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
You can't intimidate us
we
anymore.
Different now.
We are totally different.
We different now.
And this
now.
Crew that's behind us is definitely different.
We different now, baby.
They really different, you know? But I want to say this, though. They said the 52% of the votes for Donald Trump and age bracket-wise came from Generation X. That's us.
Yeah.
Wow.
I told you that. Like, it was. I have a good bit of my friends that I grew up with
that
in Jersey,
us.
A good bit of them was like
Generation
on
X.
On that. Like they was
we were
like
the highest number.
You know, when this police brutality stuff come back out,
Oh, I don't. I'm gonna tell you what I find funny. I post nonsense, and I get a bunch of likes.
Right, there you go.
The other day I made a post, and it said, I think I said something like, y'all got them in. So when all of this stuff that y'all say that say don't affect you.
Exactly.
Affects you.
Don't.
I don't want to see you complain.
Because.
I don't want to see a exactly. post. And I think I might have got like 2 likes.
Because like, everybody. Yeah. Because if you think about it, everybody in this room, he could do everything he says he's going to do. It's basically going to have minimal effect on us. Yeah. If you want to be honest.
Be honest.
I don't need no fucking abortion. I can't even have kids. I'm not a transgender. I'm not a gay.
I'm not going to get deported.
There you go. I'm not going to get deported. So basically, I'm sitting back now watching the show. But how it affects me is it fucks with me that you're going to fuck with somebody trying to live their life, goddammit.
Yep.
That's how it fucks with me. It fucks with me because now this decision going to affect my daughter if she gets pregnant by a rapist. It affects me because I love Latina and Hispanic Americans, and they came here to show and prove that they're just as good as us and will do the black jobs.
And they have helped this economy. Right,
so much. So
they
much.
They have helped this economy.
So much.
Hmm.
So much, and we embrace them and we love them.
And we love their culture.
Yep.
But also,
but we are a melting pot.
You're going to deport the people that are doing the jobs.
Right,
that right.
Other people don't want to do. Like I think I was sitting in the office at the school, and this kid, and across the street there were some guys. They were like digging the ditch or running something with the water, the water lines or whatever. I said, "Hey man, you going to college?" He said, "Nah." I said, "Well, shoot, they get paid a good pretty penny to be out there." He said, "I ain't going out there in that heat." He said, "They can stay out there in that heat." He said, "I ain't going out in that heat. I'll find me something inside." Them kids don't want to work outside with that stuff. Them kids don't want to mow their lawn. They don't want to, like, all the landscaping, all that construction.
It's not going to work.
But you know what those jobs that the landscaping and construction doing? They're helping their families open businesses.
Exactly. Yes.
And they're going beyond that now. Mm-hmm. Before, back then, they used to, you only seen them do construction work, lawn service work, and restaurant ownership.
And housekeeping.
Guess what? Yep. They are owning businesses. They are pushing.
That's what we're talking about.
They are gathering themselves
and
together,
educating themselves,
and they pushing the other ones out.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't like it. They don't like them. They are building corporations. They are going into real estate. They are doing other things that they are not known for doing, and they're pushing other people out of the way.
But you got a lot of them identifying as though they are white.
Because that's what they've been. I used to work with a young lady. She's from Guatemala or El Salvador, one of them. And she put white on her application, and because that's what she said she was told.
But if we are a person of mixed race, and we have a black mother, white father, or vice versa,
we have to put black.
Exactly.
But let me tell you something. I know a situation. And the child was mixed. That mother said, "No, he's white."
I know. One person I used to work with a long time ago. The father is white and she's black, and she said that
the child is white. Yep, same thing.
And regardless of what you identify as, and I'll say this: I said what I said because, regardless of, it doesn't remotely affect me. However, I'm going to be totally transparent. I voted for Kamala Harris because I wanted to see a black girl be the president of the United States before I left this earth. I'm going to say that. I'm going to be very transparent and say
that. And that's
that. Okay. Period, point blank. Because there's so many people who would rightly say that a black woman should not. But I'm going to tell you something. When I was a little girl and I saw Madonna on American Bandstand, and she told Dick Clark, "I'm going to rule the world." I had every confidence in me and wrote the next week on my paper, "I want to rule the world." My teacher told me, "Go back, fix it. You can't rule the world. Take it off and put a real job down." I told her at 7 years old, give me a zero. I'm not rewriting it. That's what I want to be, and I'm not changing it. And I took that zero, and black women been taking L's ever fucking since. But let me tell you something. Don't you never let nobody tell you what you can't be.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And before it's all over, we will have a black woman president. It's coming. Whether it's 2024, 2028, regardless, she coming.
It's coming.
Because black women too strong.
Right.
And you
We've
need.
We've seen too many changes happen in our lifetime. Our grandparents, the ones that are still living, they have seen change in their lifetime.
Right.
Things that they never thought that could be possible. So it's coming.
And Kamala just showed y'all the epitome of what a black woman can do. Give me the scraps. Give me the end of the barrel. Give me less than what everybody else has. And I'm going to take that shit and I'm going to make it magic. And I'm going to show you what I can do. That shit was so close. And I still think it was rigged.
Of course.
But that shit was so close without all the people voting.
He was too confident before it started.
Without all the people voting. Without everything she had up against her. Everything that was in front of her. It was still neck and motherfucking neck. So you mean to tell me the next black woman who comes in prepared, she ain't gonna win? I think not.
It's gonna happen.
But as I said, we're going to have to reassess. Mm-hmm. If you're going to stay a part of the Democratic Party, you're going to have to reassess. If you're going to be an independent, you're going to have to reassess because we're still missing something. It's something that is missing.
We're missing the ones that believe in the conspiracy theories. Mm-hmm. And I got a family member right now that didn't vote because of conspiracy theories. Mm-hmm. I love them no less. I love them no more. Mm-hmm. They are who they are. Mm-hmm. But they're confused.
But I'm a conspiracy theorist who did vote.
They're confused.
No, they, but
right.
I'm
really, so you got, Von, so you got them on here, both ends.
But Von, you wasn't here. But yeah. I was telling them that I know several people that didn't vote. Mm-hmm. Several.
Lots.
Like over 20 people that did not vote.
And this affects their generation more than anything.
Well, and then some of them was in our generation.
Said, sit back and watch because we know what we did. Our conscience is clear.
Right.
And ultimately, whatever happens will not affect us in this room. We're going to keep on working, keep on doing what we're doing.
But that's the thing. I just want everybody to keep fighting. I want everybody to keep fighting. I want you to remember how you felt when this election came.
Exactly.
And I want to share that. In my line of work, I have a group. And so these group of girls were so upset. Mm,
and it's so young to understand that.
I'm talking about elementary school age young ladies saying that they were so upset about how could somebody who was racist and that do not care anything about women hold an office, the highest office in this country.
Yep.
And y'all, when I tell you that broke me, I couldn't cry. All I could say to them was, when you remember, you are not of age to vote, but I want you all to keep fighting. I want you to keep in touch and stay aware of what's going on in the political climate. I said, and the day that you get to vote, make sure you register and you remember everything that has happened from now on out.
Amen.
I said, because you all are the future. We aren't the future. Mm-mm. You all are going to be taking care of us. Mm-hmm. But that broke me. I was not okay, but I was okay enough to come to work and put a smile on my face and say hello and all this stuff. But when those young, because I felt like in that moment, I felt like I failed our future.
But with the people not voting, I think that's already curbed the appetite of the next coming elections. They're just going to feel like they don't have to.
Well, see,
if I don't believe in what this person says or what this person says, I'm just not going to go do it.
And that's when I feel like Democratic Party needs to go after, not ignore the people that are voting, but go after those people that were undecided and did not vote and say, what is it that was not appealing to you from Democratic Party in this election. Mm-hmm. And they need to sit down. They need to plan. They need to educate. They need to assess. And then they need to execute. Because if not, like they said, what is it called when it's double? Because we haven't had that in years. When you have the party winning at the same time. It starts with a T. I can't think of the name of it. Anyway, you're gonna have a double win for the Republicans. That's what's gonna happen.
And they have to do a runoff or something?
No, I'm saying for when they run for presidency in 2028, that's what's gonna happen.
Because it was close. The Republican
Party gonna win again.
It could have happened this time.
It could have happened. I don't know. It maybe if Joe Biden was in better health, I don't know. Maybe he could have beat Trump again.
But I'm gonna say this: there was a post put up that says, "How do you people in red states feel every time you vote and you know your Democratic numbers are big, yet you never win because you're in a red state?" And you know, that was very disheartening to me, and it has been for several years that I've been here voting. So what I'm taking upon myself to do, because I feel like we can all learn something from this. Number one, I've researched dual citizenship. Mm-hmm. And within the next 4 years, I will be a citizen of another country as well as the U.S. Mm-hmm. I am also going to declare residency in my birth state, which is New York, because New York is always Democratic. Mm-hmm. And I found out all I need to do in order to declare residency in my state. And because I'm a government employee, I can have multiple residencies. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing what I need to do as a 48-year-old black woman.
I did not even know that.
Damn right. Mm-hmm. I'm doing what I need to do to be proactive and to protect myself. And if any time, because I will become a dual citizen, mm-hmm. I feel like something is not right in the U.S., guess what I can do? Get my ass to my other country that I'm a resident of, and I ain't got to deal with these motherfuckers for the next 4 years till they get their shit together.
Why? But even though, you know, like your friend, like Tanya, she stayed overseas.
Yes.
I know several people who have just left the country and they just feel, they was like, no, it's just so, it's just so much better over there.
She's becoming a citizen of Portugal. Yeah. She is actually going to give up her U.S. citizenship, become a citizen of Portugal, declare residency. She says everything is better over there. The food, the housing, how far your money can stretch, education, healthcare. Like,
I know
we really think that we live in the land of the free,
home
of the brave. But baby, let me tell you, U.S. is a different kind of.
When you said that, how do you feel as a person living in a red state? I even took it a little further. I actually looked at in our state, I just looked at our state alone, and to see which counties represented which party. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then when you start breaking it out even further, you look at the population of blacks, whites, non, whatever. And then you start looking at the education level.
Yep. Mm-hmm. There you go.
And bingo, there go your red state.
Right.
There go. You can have out of what, 52 counties we have here? 48 counties, I think. 48 counties. Mm-hmm. Out of the 48 counties that we have here, I think only 9 of them were blue. Mm-hmm. And then when you look at, think about it, most of our county, Lexington County, which was blue. I was surprised about Lexington County because a lot of us are moving over into other counties.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But then you look at the money, you look at the education level, you look at the household, you know, one, two parent, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you start looking at the other counties and then you start saying, no wonder.
Mm-hmm. And then take that same thought process, put it in Georgia.
Yep.
Well,
put it in Louisiana.
Yep. And you notice they're all Southern states.
Southern.
And can I give a shout out to my hometown in Georgia? Because they were the only blue county in Southwest Georgia. Doherty County was the only. Columbus, Georgia, that has Fort Benning there, was turned red.
But you also have an HBCU there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But here's the thing. But here's the thing, though, Yoshi. So does Peach County, which has Fort Valley. So does and then Atlanta. I don't even want to talk about Atlanta. Their numbers were like neck and neck with red and blue. So,
and that's we got why some work I say to do. Something is wrong.
Oh yeah, it's a lot of work. It's a yeah. lot of work. You know, I remember during Obama's campaign, it was grass. What you call them?
Grassroots.
Everywhere. And I think that's what we need to go back to mm-hmm. that part of getting the word out there. Mm-hmm. Kamala didn't have enough time.
She didn't have enough time.
And for her to have all the odds stacked against her the way she did, and for her to still be neck and neck with him in most states, mm-hmm. like there were states that she won by hundreds, mm-hmm. that she lost by hundreds, not thousands, hundreds of votes.
Mm-hmm.
So for her to have all those odds stacked against her and still be that close, you're not going to tell me had she been more prepared.
Right.
She wouldn't have gotten it. So we can say everything. We can have all the feelings we want to have. Mm-hmm. We're going to take this loss and we're going to learn and we're going to win from it.
Well, you know, I said there's a blessing in every lesson.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it
or
is.
There's a lesson and mm-hmm. then there's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
There's something, and I'm so optimistic, and maybe mm-hmm. this is my optimism.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that there is something greater that's going to come out of this.
It is.
That it is going to not just wow, and not even I told you so, but it's going to be so supernatural that it's just going to, it's going to numb you to the point where you can't even... I'm not saying celebrate it or not. It's just going to be an overwhelming
out-of-body experience.
Yes, it's going to be mm-hmm. such an out-of-body experience mm-hmm. that you're not going to even understand nope. how right. and why. And I believe, I don't know when, it may not even happen this term.
Mm-mm. Right.
But it's going to come into fruition. And you know what? I believe in affirmations and manifesting mm-hmm. things mm-hmm. and I speak these things into existence and right. I believe when I say I believe what I say, I am what I am. Mm-hmm. I speak what I want to come to pass, and I believe that there is going to be a blessing for the people that falls on God's heart.
Right.
I already know.
I'm telling you.
But here's the thing too though. I understand how you feel, Vaughn, because I think that's why when I woke up and found out the results, I was disappointed, but I was okay. Like mm-hmm. I'm not, you know, I wasn't angry. I just it's kind of like
it
a
was
sense.
Disappointing. It was disappointing.
I knew, but I just don't want people to sit idle because right. we got a bad feel. We do that a lot. We sit idle. We're really good. We're down for it. When we're upset and, oh, come on, let's do it. But when it's time to sit down and it's time to get things together, where are you?
Nobody got their shit together.
Where are you? We need to sit down. We need to plan. We don't need to worry about who's first mm-hmm. on what. Like you said, it needs to be grassroots. Because right now, we're going to need us more than anything. We're going to need each other. Mm-hmm. We have no time for crabbing barrels. Mm-hmm. We don't have no time. You know, we don't have no time to really fight amongst one another. We got to stand strong and we got to stand strong together.
Amen.
We do. We definitely do. But, yeah, shots out to everyone who went out and voted because someone died for you to have the right to vote.
And they don't understand.
Many.
They don't get that.
So many.
People had to pass tests to That's feel what I'm like saying. They were competent
Regardless.
Enough. Because they didn't feel like They're we were competent enough to vote.
We're too comfortable as a nation, and we forgot where we came from.
Right. We feel like we made it,
right.
quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
We're too
comfortable not doing.
Yep.
Right.
But baby, just like I do.
When they take the privileges away.
There you go.
You're going to feel it.
There you go.
You're going to feel it.
And y'all,
oh, they're going to feel
can
it.
Can I say something to all these other Americans that's jumping in our faces?
Okay.
Y'all, that's not gonna work.
Okay. And please don't get yourself fucked up out here. Please don't get yourself fucked up out here. Cause I'ma say this. I am one where all of this stuff don't even affect me, but the first one wanna come nice with this black woman right here, they gonna have a bad motherfucking day. Do you understand me? I am an activist, one for myself, then for black women and black people in general. But honey, what you not gonna do is ever disrespect me. I done cussed out a couple of them on my Facebook page. I don't post shit on yours. You don't post shit on my negative. I am allowed to have my view on my page. You don't like it, scroll and roll. Just like I'm not gonna go put no shit over there on yours. Don't run up on me nowhere with the MAGA shit. No, none of that. Because I'm not going to run up on you with the hate speech or whatever you think is democratic and offensive to you. I wouldn't do that to you. I have my beliefs and I'm allowed to have that. Just like you're allowed to have yours over there. But you're not going to do it in my face and you're not going to disrespect me. You're not
I just see people differently now, especially our black men. I see them so differently, especially the ones that I, you know, was cool with. And the fact that you can sit here and defend this man and feel it's okay, that lets me know a lot about you.
I think the last, my last bit here, kind of, we got to get out of here, but I somebody posted, don't let a difference of opinion ruin a friendship.
Yes.
And I get that. I get that.
But
it's difficult when you understand the hate that's being spewed by the person that you voted for towards your own people that allows that and you're
I don't understand it.
And you bypass that.
I can't see you not seeing. How you unsee that?
How do you unsee that? Like, how? I just don't, to put yourself in a position where you'll vote for a bigot.
How?
Because that's literally what he is, or that's what he wants to portray himself as. Because I still stand on this.
Because they are just like him. How I feel.
I don't think that like y'all said, I don't think this is the real Donald Trump. I think when he ran the first time, he was like, oh man, these people will vote for me if I do this. I'm in.
He's giving the people what they want.
He's giving these people exactly what they want. I'm going to fire him up. I'm going to say controversial stuff because you can't tell me.
And be okay and feel okay with it.
You can't tell me from watching him all of these years before he became a politician that you ever had the indication at all that he was at all a bigot or racist. Like, or had those views at all with all the minorities that he did business with and all these different things. If you a bigot, you don't do nothing with nobody. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like it's an act that's paying off for him in this sense. And so if you want to vote for somebody who is convicted of a crime, of crimes, not
crimes.
Crimes.
Hundreds.
You want to vote for somebody who's a liar, known to be. You want to vote for somebody who is racist, bigot. Like, I don't know if
we can be
friends. I just don't know how we can be friends.
We can't coexist.
I just don't see how we
can
be
friends. In the same space.
No.
Because the conversation always goes to politics when you're sharing a space with someone. And it's just too different.
It is. I mean, it's just, we just.
I don't see protection. I don't see that you have my back. I don't see that you are capable of treating me as a woman with respect. I don't see any of that in you more.
And then you voted for somebody who was extremely disrespectful towards women.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Everybody got a mama.
Everybody.
If you ain't got a sister, if you ain't got a wife, everybody got a mama.
Exactly.
Right. Until I don't see my brothers the same no more. On I really don't.
All right, take us out. Where can they find us?
Well, thank y'all for tuning in to today's episode. You can find us on all podcast platforms. You can find us on our website at thevarynecessarypodcast.com. You can also send us an also very necessary letter and let us know your experience in this election or just anything that you have that you want to express to us. We can always keep you anonymous. You can send that email to thevarynecessarypodcast@gmail.com. Susie?
Get in your communities, please, you all. Please get in your communities. Like I said earlier, process, assess, plan, educate, execute. Bye.